Coming up in a moment, we will talk to Steve Sweeney, friend of the program. I believe, is he there? All right. Meanwhile, I'm also
here. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Steve. How are you, buddy?
Hey, is Pete there?
I'm here. I'm right here, Bell. How you doing?
Jesus Christ. What the heck is going on? Magic quits, and Trump does a purge, and there's 25 candidates with the Democrats. I don't know what the hell is going on. Listen, I know this is a sports show, but I have a big announcement. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, breaking news!
And sometimes we don't do sports, yeah. So it's okay.
A lot of times.
All right, well, listen, with the Democratic nomination,
yes,
they're all talking about the lanes. Moderate lane, progressive lane.
Yes.
I'm announcing my candidacy. I'm going to be running in the breakdown lane.
All right.
Breakdown lane. But I guess, you know, you abandoned us here in Boston. This is...
I did not abandon you.
It's because your weather sucks.
I did not abandon you. But we got Fenway yesterday in 29 freaking degrees in April.
Listen... I'm not going to rephrase what I just said, Attorney General Barr. You know, this is what I call abandonment. Now, if I could abandon it, I would do so myself because, as you know, Pete, having yes. lived here, this is the big marathon, Boston Marathon weekend, and runners from all over the world come to clog up the freaking traffic and walk around like skeletons and the whole nine yards. And
you're right.
So we got that in Boston. Then, of course, poor Kyrie, they're blaming him for everything. And, you know, I guess the Celtics are going to be in the playoffs and the Bruins are going to be in the playoffs. But so the Lakers are not in the playoffs. Now, that's unusual out there, isn't it?
No, not really.
6 years in a row?
6 years in a row now, Steve.
Oh, yeah. See how up I am on my sports? You guys just showed me, even though I lived there for 8 years.
Yeah.
I remember I went to a Celtics-Lakers finals game in L.A., and I had my Celtics shirt and the whole nine. And the Celtics were winning, and I was, like, standing up being totally obnoxious. And then when they started to get buried, it was awful. But, you know, after the game, of course, no matter what happens, everybody goes to the beach. It's kind of like you freaking people down in Naples, you know?
Can you blame us?
You're all here, will you?
Hey, it's had a little rain yesterday. It's about 82 degrees and sunny. I think the low temperature for the rest of the next 10 days is about 80.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know how you do it.
You know, I do the same thing when I'm down there, which I love, and I love doing your show, too. But when I'm down there, I'll call my friends, and I always do Christmas at the Off the Hook. I'll call my friends. I say, I got a crisis. And they say, what is it? I said, well, I have a massage booked, but I really want to go to the beach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What do you think? What should I choose?
Yeah.
The other thing to do that's nice is to take the cell phone down by the water so they can hear the waves.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to professional gambling.
How are your brackets? How did your bracket end up?
Well, my brackets are getting very old and tired. Anyway, listen, there's this show on Showtime, Pete, called Action. Have you seen it?
I heard of it. I'm one of the few movie stations I don't have, but I have heard of it.
I am doing an intervention. I want you to watch the show called Action. It's about these gamblers, you know, and it's unbelievable. You know, I see myself in them, of course, because, as you know, I'm a complete degenerate. But I hadn't I listen to this one, Pete. I hadn't, and I'm sorry for ignoring the other guys, but Pete, right. Pete knows who I am.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm watching my horse lose in a race.
He's doing spots for TVG. He's watching Aqueduct, the sixth race.
My horse at Tampa Downs just came in third. So go ahead.
I know who you are. Between the breaks on your radio station, you run across the street to the dog track.
Yes.
It's always dog racing down here in Massachusetts was old Italian guys banging their programs, yelling at dogs on televisions that couldn't hear them. Come on, you four. Yeah. Come on, you four. They're unbelievable.
Yes.
You know, I remember I was, I grew up in Charlestown and would go to Suffolk Downs during the day for the horses. Then at night we'd go to Wonderland. And I was a total degenerate. And Wonderland was the dog track. And I remember I finally got a date. I was like 17. So, you know, most girls, you know, women, whatever they do on a date, they don't go to the dog track. But I brought this girl to the dog track. I'll never forget it. And this friend of mine comes up to me. You know, they all have these, like, philosophical truisms about racing. And so the guy comes up to me, and he says in a very serious voice, you know, all these Italian guys, he says, "Never bet a dog that craps before the race." I said, "Listen, I'm out here on a date. Can you see that? You think I'm down here to look at the bowels of greyhounds?" But then, can we now go to the football? Because I haven't made a bet since football.
Yeah.
Football, I had a great system to let you know a little how crazy I am.
Yep.
I would bet the people when they were playing the animals. Like the Patriots are playing the Lions, you go with the people. But then the trick in the system that screwed it up was if the Falcons are playing the Eagles, you got two different animals.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was shy away from that game.
I want you to know how proud I am of myself. I haven't made a bet since football. The other night in the NCAAs, I got two fantastic picks, and I didn't bet them, and they lost. And then the other night, I got what we in the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports world know it's a sure thing.
Right.
In the final four, the final game, the under first half because of defense. The guy says they're going to be nervous. They're going to miss shots. It went over by 20. It was the biggest half of the whole freaking tournament, and I didn't bet. So I feel so good about myself.
You won. It's like winning, right?
Meanwhile, Pete, are you still going to Gamblers Anonymous? Or
We Kristen, Craig, and I have a meeting every single day. We got horse races on from Aqueduct right here, right now. We bet on. God. We had AAF pigskin picks on Friday, Steve. What does that tell you? AAF, the league that doesn't exist anymore. We still did the picks.
That's all. Yeah. Well, you know the great story about the guy, two degenerate gamblers. They go to the track. They really need the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then the other one is the fives. The guy wakes up. It's the fifth month, the fifth year, the fifth day. He says, "Jesus, it's all fives today." Then in the fifth race, he bets the five, and sure enough, it comes in fifth.
Hey Steve, you're killing it. You got your movie premiered this week, correct? Sweeney Killing Sweeney.
No. I got to let you know about this.
Oh, okay.
You can pre-order it.
Oh, okay.
On iTunes, and you can buy it on May 1st. And we had a we had a premiere out in Hollywood.
That's right. That's my bad.
Listen to this one, Pete. How great is this? Pete Fairley is an old friend of mine, and he, you know, I did something about Mary, me, myself, and Irene, all this stuff, and I actually had a script I wrote that we were going to work on together. But anyway, he won Best Picture. He won Best Screenplay.
Yep.
And he stayed the whole freaking night for our premiere. Isn't that great?
That's awesome. And he won it with the movie with Viggo Mortensen as a limo driver, right?
Yeah, the Blue Book, or Green Book.
Green Book, yeah.
Yeah. You ever go to the movies, Pete? I mean, between games? I mean,
I did. I went to see Shazam the other day.
What is the town next to Naples?
Well, there's
Fort Myers,
Fort
Myers
Estero,
Estero, and
Bonita Springs.
Fort Myers, yeah. There's a big, you should put on CNN, there's big border problems between Fort Myers and Naples.
Yeah.
They're trying to get in. And they come... they come all the way from Sanibel, Island.
Yeah, that's where Craig's people are from.
They have their babies in Naples, and then this is called chain migration. You got to keep up. You got to read the paper once in a while.
Chain migration.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, so refresh our listeners' memory about Sweeney killing Sweeney.
What happened.
I've seen the trailer. It's awesome.
This is really a good movie.
Yep.
The plot of the movie is a cable company wants me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
To do a cable special, but I got to get rid of my characters. Mm-hmm. Because they say they're too local or whatever. So my characters try to kill me. So I play seven characters in this. But the people that I have are just like the best comedians in the country. I'm not exaggerating. Stephen Wright, you all know Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Katz, Bobby Slayton, Nick DiPaolo, Frank Santarelli.
We know them all.
Did I just say something bad? I think I did.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, nothing happened. That's what happened when I was on ZLX. What word? Anyway, I got this great cast, and it's a really cool movie, and I hope people will buy it on iTunes, and you can pre-order it on iTunes. Then we're going to Amazon, and hopefully, you know, we'll get on Netflix and all that good stuff.
Well, when are you coming back down here at Off the Hook, or, you know, when you get...
Yeah, well, you know what? I got to tell you. Highlight of my career, 20-something movies, TV, Letterman, all that. Highlight of my career was doing your radio show.
Of course.
How about that?
Right now.
Chris is still hasn't recovered. He's still,
and I'll
know.
Tell you something. Even the parking lot says spell success. It's like behind, like, a Home Depot. You got to take a left to find the freaking joint. But that's all right.
We are tucked away.
You left your glasses here, by the way. Your reading glasses.
Let me catch the next flight. You know what? Just give them to somebody, would you?
They're still here in the studio.
So what else? So you got your show going on up there. I can only imagine, you know, all the nonsense.
Yeah, we're doing the stand-up, and I got the, you know, I got a radio show with Joe Malone. But,
yep.
I'm going back to L.A. I did Joe Rogan's show, and that was all over the place, and going back out to do Mark Maron's, he's got one of those podcasts. What do I know about podcasts? But anyway, I'm going to do that one and just try to get the word out. And hopefully I'll come down and see you soon, Pete. And if you're ever in Boston again, call me. We'll go to the Red Sox. I guess they're not doing well. You know, this town is like unbelievable. It's like a really bad relationship.
Yeah.
I guess the guy lost three games and now it's like, they talk about these people like Kyrie Irving and Sales, the pitcher, and they talk about them that like they're, you know, freaking child molesters, a murderer. And it's like, lighten up. Holy crap. Let me tell you, don't ever be a failure in Boston. I'm telling you.
Why do you think I'm here?
Good advice.
Hey, real quick, you a Game of Thrones guy. Do you care about Game of Thrones? Will you watch Game of Thrones on Sunday?
No. I'll tell you my favorite shows. There's a show on Showtime that I love called Billions. Do any of you guys ever watch that?
Yes, that's a great show.
I love Billions. Like I say, I watch Action every week, which is a documentary about all these different gamblers on Showtime. There was a great series, and I'm not kidding you, on HBO about horse racing. It was called Lucky.
Yes, Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, Nick Nolte, all these fantastic actors, and about, you know, what goes on in a racetrack. I binge on those. I always go for the acting. You know what I mean, Pete?
Well, you remember what happened in that series, though. They ran out of money. It only lasted, what, 5 episodes. So they had to cancel it.
I don't think it was the money. I think it was something to do with the horses or animals or whatever.
You know what? You might be right.
Yeah.
All right, pal.
All right. Thank you so much, Pete. So it's called Sweeney, Killing Sweeney. You can pre-order it on iTunes. And every time that you pre-order something, I am going to put a dollar to my Pete Shepherd charity fund.
Good. Okay? I need it.
That sounds great. All
right, sounds
Steve,
great,
thank
Steve.
You very
you're
much.
The best. Say hi to everybody up there. Say hi to Joe and the gang.
I will.
And
thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
Pleasure. Anytime. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, coming up.
He's out of his mind.
He is.
Out of his mind.
Chris is going to let the delay system kind of regroup, build up some sound. How many times did we punch a button there, Chris?
Probably once.
Six?
No,
seven?
It was more than once.
Yeah.
Not quite six.